All right. So Umibnei Goydel Harois, we're continuing in the Chafetz Chaim, in the Psich, in the introduction of the Chafetz Chaim. Umibnei Goydel Harois, Shenimsu B'midah Mugun Hazayis. And due to the tremendous evil that is found within this particular attribute, again, the attribute of speaking Lashon Hara, his Hira HaTorah, the Torah has warned us and cautioned us, B'protos Alzeh, specifically regards to this lav, the Loiselech Rachil, that you shall not go and be a gossiper. Loiselech Rachil, Rachil again means that you like are almost a merchant. And you merchant around. You go around. You take one piece of dirt and you spread it over here. And you take that piece of dirt and you put it on there. And you build it over here and you put it on top of there. Till eventually you have an entire just pekel. It was in Yiddish means like a bag, a whole pekel just trash around everybody. Mm-hmm. Also known as newspapers. Yeah, it says later on. Now, this is very different, as we will see later on. That this is very, very different than most of the negative attributes, which is like, for example, leitzanis, which is like cynicism, achzarias, which is a lack of empathy, ushar midos hanishchas, or other horrible, terrible, bad attributes. Even though they all inherently really rot a person's soul from within. And upon them, become a kohen converted to Chazal. That Chazal speaks very, very, very negatively about each of these attributes. But it's so different. Meaning, the Torah never comes along and says, "Lo seilech achzer." Do not become do not go around being unempathetic. It's implicit, right? It's not mentioned. Now, one could argue with the fact that it's not mentioned, therefore, it should be even so simple. It's even more simple, and therefore, it's like even a higher degree. That one argument can be made. But the Chafetz Chaim is saying no. The fact the Torah felt it was Hashem felt it so important to go out of his way and say, "Do not be a gossiper," because it stands above and beyond the destructive nature of it, way beyond simple, being cruel or being vicious or thinking negative thoughts about other people. Because by bringing it out internally from the external, you're destroying an entire world. Continuing further, oy nira pasht, it's obviously very clear. Tam acher, mash is here atar befrat alzeh. It's very clear that's specifically why the Torah made this such a hyper focus. Because if you really, really delve into the depth of it, you'll find within it encapsulates so many of the challenges of bin Adam l'chaviro, between man and his fellow. And for sure, as well, majority, a lot from between us and Hashem. As we see later on, therefore the Torah comes out of its way to tell us very explicitly, so not get stuck into this trap. We'll explain as we continue. It also really help you towards other facets of halacha as well. Right? And furthermore, it could even maybe help us to really battle the Yitzhahara, the terribleness and the confusion that stems from it. Okay, we're moving on to the next paragraph. Yeah, you have it with me? Umitchila tzarech leida. A person has to know from the beginning the different principles that are included within these halachos. The lashon hara chilos, then there's two elements. There's lashon hara, there's evil speech, and there's rechilos. Lashon hara, what is lashon hara? Who hainu hamasaper with this chaver? Someone who speaks negatively about his friend. And what's rechilos? Hainu shemasaper l'achir. You tell others what others spoke about him, or he did something bad towards him. So it means there's one element. You being the main actor in the process, I don't like him, that's you being evil. That's called Lashon Hara. Rechilos is where I then merchant and take what I heard about what Munya said about Shlomi, and I then go to Shlomi and say, you know what Michal is saying about you? Oh, yeah, you don't even want to know. Don't even ask. Don't ask, because I don't want to say it's Lashon Hara. That itself is Rechilos, right? People will cover themselves. I don't want to go any farther. I had a story once where somebody when it comes to marriage, shidduchim, matching, right? Mm-hmm. Where a lot of times, information will come out in the process of checking, and, some people are you have to do either one or the other. You can't go halfway. Mm-hmm. Either you say what you heard, and therefore it can then be clarified and get to the depth of it, or don't say it at all if you have no reason to say it. Mm. But to say half and be like, listen, I don't know, I heard something crazy, I'm not sure, I can't say anymore because it's Lashon Hara. So what did you do? Who did you help at this point? You just cast a tremendous amount of aspersions upon people without any actual legwork, and you're causing a tremendous amount of damage. Mm. So either go all the way or don't go at all. Now, I don't hold that you should go all the way. I think everything should be filtered through, and the Chofetz Chaim will give us many different layers that a person has to filter through in order to get to that place where you can say anything at all. But err for sure on the side of caution. Obviously, if it's something which is serious, you know, serious, you know, legal allegations of that nature, you have to speak to a big rabbi. And of course, if you need to go to the authorities, you go straight to the authorities. But if it's just like, you know, human squabbles between each other, people's bad attributes, it's not really the place. It's not really the place. Either you go all or you don't go at all. Okay. So, Asra Filu Advar Emes, even something which is true. Kumashin Varla Kaman, if something was even truthful, Kumashin Varla Im Yirza Hashem Beshem Kalam Poiskim. Gam Isra Lashon Hara or Rechilus Hu Bein Befanov or Bishla Befanov. Isra Lashon Hara is whether you're in front of the person or not in front of the person, whether the person is present or not. Gam, furthermore, the In Chilik Bein Amasabr LeBechab, there's no distinction whether someone who is speaking in terms of being of transgressing the prohibition. It's equal both on the one who says over the information and those and he who also receives that information. Kamoish Devar Lahakol Kaman. And even if you're not necessarily encouraging to say, oh, you know, you're saying good, can you just add some more detail? Even if you're not saying anything like that, you just simply are their passive listener. Even just listening and believing it in your heart, you have transgressed the tremendous prohibition of the Lashon Hara. Even just sitting passively. In each of these, there's different branches and different excursions that come out from it that will, in Yirtzeh Hashem, we'll see. Hashem is like, lay the ice on my brain, that we'll see them as we continue. But that, let's continue one a little bit more. The mash nichtav over belav bein ba'asayim bein b'shlosh ha'arurin shenichtav nevar l'kaman diyesh alav. Kavanos bein b'lashon hara bein b'rechilos. Bein b'shaker bein al emes. All these things I said before, of the different elements, different isurim that come out of it, whether it's spoken truth or it's spoken emes or sheker, we'll explain in the beginning stages of the Be'er Mayim Chaim. Be'er Mayim Chaim, if you take a look on the next page, I believe. Okay, so do you have your copy of a Be'er Mayim Chaim? Turn over the next page. Okay. So I don't see it in your copy, but in my copy, the way it's structured here.
Be'er Mayim.
Oh, you have it, Be'er Mayim? Okay, perfect. So it looks like a translator. So you have on the top, kind of like very similar to the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch will have the basic overall halachic statement, right? The rule. Yeah. And then on the bottom, it'll go through all the different elements and the different nitty-gritty, you know, development of how exactly he arrived at the conclusion. Why does he do that? He does that. He explained even earlier before that he wants people to understand that it's not just like, you're just going to, it's austere. Right. Sometimes we need to really understand on a deep level. We'll stop here, but we'll understand on a deep level why things are the way they are, and it to show that it stems from a real place. Right. It's not just a knee-jerk reaction. It's not just oversensitivity. It's like, this is the bare bones halacha, and I'll show you exactly why. Like, this is the where it starts. If you want to do more, do more. But certainly not less than that, because you know, it's shown that it's built on true sources. Anyway, Shukla, this guy was amazing.